Many Americans with chronic diseases can't afford their medicine. So some patients in Utah are turning to each other for help, creating a black market where strangers swap prescription drugs and medical supplies. KUBR's John Reed went to see the system in action. Oh. Hi.
Stephanie Arsenault has driven an hour and a half from Salt Lake City to Renee Palmer's place in Logan. They found each other online, but this is the first time they're meeting in person. And as they head to the kitchen, past unpacked moving boxes and scattered toys, Arsenault pulls out what's brought them together. It's bundled up in a red lunch cooler.
I wasn't sure how much he needed.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that will help.
Because that one of these vials will last me about a month and a half.
Inside the cooler are vials of insulin, 9 altogether. They're for Palmer's 9-year-old son, who has type 1 diabetes, a difficult-to-manage autoimmune disease. Without insulin, he could die.
You don't even understand how much this is helping our family right now.
That's because diabetes is expensive to treat. Patients need lots of equipment to keep their blood sugar in check. That life-saving insulin retails for over $300 a vial, up over 1,000% since the 90s.
We've had to file bankruptcy because of all of the medical bills. We had over $25,000 worth of medical bills just in one hospital.
Palmer says her family used to have insurance through her husband's employer, but even with that plan, they faced huge out-of-pocket costs. And since moving to Utah for her husband's new job, they no longer have insurance. So they've been scrambling to figure out how to get the supplies their son needs.
I'm like sitting here going, how am I supposed to make him succeed in life if I can't afford it?
She's turned to groups on social media, where other patients and caregivers offer supplies to donate or trade. And Arsenault, she doesn't just deliver medicine, she's a member herself. She and her husband both have type 1 and have relied on insulin donations for the last year, ever since their drug costs shot up to $1,000 a month.
We were just hemorrhaging money, and when I joined these groups, I saw someone saying that they had extra insulin that they wanted to donate. And it was a light bulb moment for me. I couldn't believe it.
That's when she started driving up and down the Salt Lake Valley, picking up extra supplies. They might come from someone with good insurance and a surplus, or from families of a patient who's died and left supplies behind. She now works with 3 other volunteers who deliver donations all over the state. It's technically illegal, which is why researchers call it a black market.
There's the textbook way of how things are done, and then there's also the real world.
Michelle Lichman is one of those researchers. She's a nurse practitioner for diabetes patients at the University of Utah. She also studies how people use these online communities.
So emotional support, tangible support, as we've seen with these medications and supplies. And also, sometimes people can explain things in a different way, how a doctor or a nurse practitioner might talk to you versus how, you know, a peer could talk to you.
She says her own patients have used the black market, which she says is worrying because taking medicine from strangers can be risky. But even as the tools to treat chronic diseases get better every day, Lichman says they're also getting more expensive.
If you don't have a population that can access what they need because they just simply can't afford it, the next biggest technology or the next new invention in drug discovery, it's not helpful.
But she says she's hearing more conversations now about what can be done to lower drug costs. Here in Utah, lawmakers are pushing a few bills this session.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair, Mr. Chair.
At a PACT committee hearing earlier this month, Republican Representative Norm Thurston from Provo introduced a bill that would cap insulin copays at $30 if insurance companies can't reduce prices on their own. It passed unanimously in committee last week and is now heading to the full House for a vote. Fellow Bountiful Republican Raymond Ward, who's also a doctor, says it will help a lot of people, but it won't solve the deeper issue in the U.S. healthcare system, the lack of competition. Only 3 drug makers are allowed to make insulin in the U.S.
The reason that manufacturers can jack up the prices is because there's only 3 of them instead of 20 or 30 of them like for other products. And the reason there's only 3 of them is because the FDA chooses to regulate in a way that only allows very, very few.
Changing that, he says, will take federal action. For now, though, Stephanie Arsenault and Renee Palmer still need medication and supplies. And as Palmer puts away the insulin she just got for her son, she realizes she has something of her own to give away. Test strips for a blood sugar monitor.
Do you want those to help another family?
If you want to donate them, that'd be awesome, yeah. Because I've got a meter. I just don't have any test strips.
Until that big change comes, patients will have to keep relying on each other. John Reed, KUBR News. Yeah.